As moms raising teenage daughters, we understand the delicate balance between fulfilling our responsibilities and prioritizing our own well-being. How do we carve out moments of self-care amidst the chaos of life, right? And how can we foster meaningful connections with our daughters while nurturing our own mental and emotional health without feeling guilty about it? That's key, right? In today's episode, we're diving deep into these questions as we explore four practical ways for prioritizing your personal time in this chaotic or busy time of motherhood. From creating daily rituals to setting boundaries, these steps and tips will empower you to reclaim those moments of self-care and approach parenting with renewed vitality, life, and of course, patience. So you're going to learn how to navigate the beautiful chaos of raising a teenage daughter while honoring your own needs and well-being. So let's dive in and discover how we can, one, nurture you, mama, and our relationships amidst the joys and challenges of motherhood. You ready? Mama, are you finding yourself feeling frustrated with trying to figure out your girl and not getting far with the questions you ask her? And you literally get one-word answers or even the silent treatment? I honestly read many books to unravel this mystery of connecting with my own girl. I question, am I doing this right? What if I say something that will cause detrimental consequences in our relationship? Or even worse, am I pushing her away so that she will never want to share anything with me again? Okay, maybe that was a tad bit dramatic for me to go there with my thoughts, but I truly worried over these things because I desired a closer relationship with my daughter than I had with my own mom when I was a teenager. So I decided things will change. I asked myself, what did I need as a young teenager from my mom, and go do that? I am able to connect with my girl where, as an older teen now, she kind of FaceTimes me every night as she is away from home. I mean, who does that, right? She checks in with me and she is open to share because I know we have done the work to establish this safe space for her to talk with me. So I want to help you, mama, do the same. My Talk to Your Teen Girl framework allows you to go through a step-by-step guide to communicate with your teenage daughter. You are going to customize your own communication plan that you and your daughter can utilize to build and strengthen trust and relationships with one another. You're going to be creating new communication pathways that fit her in this stage. So mama, I want you to head on over to talktoyourteengirl.com right now and check out what's next for you. You don't need to figure this out on your own. Let's walk side by side. That's talktoyourteengirl.com. I'll see you there. Hey mama, welcome to Raising Her Confidently. Do you want to have open communication with your teen daughter? Do you find yourself constantly thinking about how to talk to your teen or why your girl is not opening up to you? Do you wake up with confident intentions only to feel confused and frustrated when all you get are one-word answers from your daughter again? Hey, I'm Jeannie. I too was a mom raising young teens. I too felt grieved by the loss of my sweet, talkative little girl. I wanted her to come to me about anything, even if she was scared, and listen to my advice. But I kept thinking, she won't listen to me, and I don't know how to approach her, until I found tools to create open communication. In this podcast, you will find how to connect and talk to your teen and create a safe space for her to go to, so that you will have that close relationship you dreamed of. Go grab your glass of Merlot and throw off those fuzzy slippers and let's dig in together. As moms raising teenage daughters, we often find ourselves juggling lots of responsibilities and having ourselves committed to a lot of things, right? Not just our own, but sometimes even our kids' things. Leaving little time for yourself and caring for yourself, among other things, right? Sometimes it could be the last thing we think about. However, today, it's all about you, mama. Today's episode is all about you and prioritizing your own personal time, right? Not as a luxury, not as a if I have time, but it's a necessity for maintaining your well-being and nurturing healthy relationships that impact others, including your daughters. So I get it. For most of us, it's hard to prioritize our needs because we think we're needed elsewhere. People are depending on you, and you feel almost guilty by just doing something you really enjoy for yourself. Or maybe is that just me? But I know there are moms out there that have no problem putting your needs first because you have realized how valuable it is to do so and how that inadvertently shows in your parenting. So I applaud you, Mama, for choosing you first. Yes, I've learned this lesson fairly quickly when we decided to homeschool our kids. I realized I needed an outlet that only included me, myself, and I, and have to be okay with it. So today we're going to explore 4 ways to carve out moments of self-care, even in the middle of all the demands of motherhood. Number 1, create a daily ritual. By establishing a daily ritual dedicated solely to self-care can work wonders for your well-being. What are you doing for yourself every single day that you will not skip on? For me, it's my morning coffee, my Bible time, and you know what? Even washing my face. I have a facial ritual, a facial regimen that I quite enjoy. It wakes me up in the morning and it helps me fall asleep at night. And that's a form of self-care too, right? So whether it's starting your morning cup of coffee or even tea if you don't drink coffee, and a few moments of quiet reflection, or even winding down in the evening with a skincare routine and journaling, maybe incorporating these small but meaningful rituals into your day can help you recharge and center yourself. So what is it for you, Mama? What small thing can you do for yourself every single day and stick to it? Number 2, delegate responsibilities. The word is delegate. Delegate. It's okay to ask for help, Mama. Delegate household tasks to other family members or consider outsourcing certain responsibilities if possible. For me, even if I'm home, even when I work from home, I outsource a housekeeper to come and clean the home because I like having a clean home. And I know, and I'm being real, that even when I'm home, I have other responsibilities and I cannot do it all. I cannot do it all, right? So be okay with outsourcing certain responsibilities. Be okay with delegating household tasks or chores to family members. By sharing the load, you free up valuable time, right? We can never get that time back. Valuable time to focus on activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Remember, you do not have to do it alone, Mom. I'm going to say this again. Remember, you do not have to do it all alone. All alone. You have help, and be okay with delegating responsibilities. Number 3, schedule me time blocks. Okay, this is different from daily rituals. Schedule me time blocks. Just as you schedule appointments and commitments for others, prioritize scheduling blocks of me time. Let that be a rock in your schedule. Into your calendar, whether it's a weekly yoga class or an afternoon spent reading at your favorite cafe, right? Sometimes you just have to leave the house in order to have that quiet time so you have no distractions or people coming and asking you for things, right? Or simply a quiet hour to indulge in a hobby. Treat these moments as non-negotiable appointments with yourself. It's easy to make doctor appointments, show up for dance classes for your daughter, but just as important is scheduling appointments with yourself and be okay with that. Number 4, set boundaries. Establishing boundaries is so crucial for protecting your personal time and mental well-being. Yes, you are setting boundaries also around your family. You're not always going to be available, and that is okay. Learn to say no to commitments or requests that drain your energy and leave you feeling overwhelmed. Even if that means saying no to your hubby or no to your kids. Prioritize activities and relationships that uplift you and rejuvenate you. And don't hesitate to communicate your needs to others. It is okay to ask for help. It is okay to let people know how you really feel without offending them, right? Don't wait till you're at the point of bursting out because you've been frustrated. Be okay to say it right away. And by the way, doing this, setting healthy boundaries, you are modeling for your girl what it's like to establish these type of boundaries for herself. So I hope this helps you feel less guilty about it, right? By implementing these strategies of creating a daily ritual, delegating responsibility, scheduling me time blocks, and setting boundaries, you'll not only prioritize your personal time, but you're going to replenish your energy. You're going to foster a greater sense of balance for yourself and fulfillment as you navigate the joys and challenges of raising your teenager. So remember, investing in your own well-being is not selfish. It is not selfish. Say that to yourself. It is not selfish. It's essential for being the best version of you for both yourself and your family. So be okay to prioritize yourself. By the way, if you find raising your teenage daughter to be super challenging in these times, there's help for you. Go check out talktoyourteengirl.com and discover what's next for you, mama. Hey friend, if this podcast inspired you or encouraged you or helped you in any way, I'd love for you to share it. You can screenshot this episode and share it in your stories on social media or text it to a friend who can use the support. It's the best way you can thank me. I want to let other mamas know they are not alone. I'd love to stay connected with you. You can find me on Instagram at Jeannie Baldomero or join my free mom support community at linktree.com/JeannieBaldomero. Until next time, live full of grace, Jeannie.